Hey.
You wanted the best. Well, they didn't fucking make it, so here's what you get.
Finally, some real talent.
Welcome to the Master of the Universe podcast on the 50th episode, and we got, of course, crew. We got Chris and Gabe, of course. You know, Gabe's been with us here for a while. Chris has been here for a while, but we have the return of a legend, the living legend, dude, Epic Jason. Dude, how's it going, man?
I'm mildly neato.
So I'll just start off right now, dude. I was like, hey, do you want to do this 50th episode? We're doing Army of the Dead, and you said,
"Nah, man." I hate Hack Snyder.
Hack Snyder.
I have a disdain towards Hack Snyder pretzels.
Man, why? What do you hate about Zach? You know, Hack Snyder, dude.
Well, he's overindulgent. He's got an ego the size of East Texas, as I always say. He makes movies where he thinks he's so much smarter than he really is.
Okay. All right, well, let's hold on. Go ahead.
Part of the problem with his movies is that they're so long.
Yeah. I'll agree with you. So before we get too much into trashing Army of the Dead, dude, Chris, how did you like Army of the Dead? Because you got to watch it over the past few 2 days, speaking of long.
The body of it, the majority of it, wasn't bad. I'm not a zombie movie guy. I'm really not. I think it's just dumb and gross and silly and ridiculous. But I was actually digging it the first.
The buffalo quesadillas were too little buffalo there, son.
Damn right. No, but I mean, the first two-thirds of it was good, and then just it slowed way the hell down around the hour 30 mark, I'll get into the rest of it later.
Okay. And Gabe, dude, how did you like the film, dude, before we talk about people and parts and all that shit?
You know what? I enjoyed this movie. I liked it. It follows along all these other zombie movies. You like Land of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Return of the Living Dead, you know, all the dead. You know, I honestly think this was just a good, another zombie movie just to add to it. And there are people that just enjoy just the hack and slash, the blood and guts, and just kind of eating people.
Yeah.
You left one out.
Oh, yeah? I'm sure there's a lot of movies. You know, like there's the Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, you know.
You said Land of the
Regular
Dead.
Night of Living. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that.
Man, there's a whole bunch of zombie movies.
Well, they're not all created equal. No. On one hand, you've got the Romero zombie films, and then on the other hand, you got, like, Return of the Living Dead, and then you got the Italian zombie with an eye.
Oh, yeah. And then you got, like those foreign type of films. I have one.
And then you got the actual zombies, which is the audience.
Well, I mean, they got to stare at something. Yeah, like I said, this movie was fun. It's okay. It's not. I mean, there are just people that they like zombie films.
Yeah.
And there's not really the only thing that really drew me to this, because I was thinking like, oh, it's another zombie film. It is something to watch.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What drew me in was the zombie tiger, and that's what kind of pulled me in. Whether if it was he was considered great, horrible, or anything, like I wanted to see a zombie tiger in there. There's not too many films that I know that there's a damn zombie tiger in this damn film.
Yeah.
And though in this movie he didn't really do much, I was still sitting there watching this movie, waiting to see, that damn tiger do something. Or even just to see him in the damn movie, even if it's just to walk around.
You know, you'd probably neat. Get more enjoyment out of a zombie animal, even though this is a horrible comparison, with the zombie sharks and Pirates of the Caribbean 5, and that's a movie that, no one should really watch.
You know what was actually come to think of it, you know what was a bad zombie animal? Was Zom Beavers. Have you ever seen that movie? Terrible, cheesy movie, but, it was still one of those I had to sit down and watch.
I haven't seen that probably the most recent example of a movie that made me feel like a zombie was Cruel Jaws.
Cruel Jaws? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, Bruno Mattei, Italian. It's a Jaws ripoff. It's. And I know my brother told you, "Oh, it's Bruno Mattei. You know what you're getting yourself into." Actually, I didn't.
What about?
Did you enjoy it at least? Was it at least watchable?
No. You mean which movie are you talking about? Cruel Jaws?
No, not the real Jaws. The one that you said it was similar to a ripoff.
No, because I watched The Last Shark the night before, and I liked that. Cruel Jaws is basically 10% or 20% of original footage. 10% of shots taken from Jaws 1 through 3, 20% of actual scenes taken from Jaws 1 through 3.
He has a chart right next to him.
50% of scenes taken from the last shark.
The only thing he was probably missing was Richard Dreyfuss, right? They needed someone to rip off from Richard Dreyfuss. Or did they have that?
I don't know about that, because Richard Dreyfuss was in the remake of Piranha.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess they're kind of like zombies. They go after kind of mindless little fish. He just goes after start eating people.
It's like Chris going after
movie,
his food.
The Cruel Jaws is just basically... the whole movie is just basically original footage shot around footage used from other films. And I was yelling at the screen. I never thought I would be pissed off at a Jaws knockoff. Because, afterwards I watched Blood Surf just as a palate cleanser, and I actually thought that was stupid and fun.
Oh, you could always go down, if you're going down shark movies, you can always go with the
classic. That's actually not a shark movie, that's a crocodile movie.
Oh, it's a crocodile movie? I haven't heard of that one. I gotta watch that one. Last crocodile movie I saw was what was it called? Crawl?
I like that.
That was pretty good. Actually, they're pushing for a part two. So I thought that was
really
pretty interesting. Yeah, they are actually. I don't know how you can make a part two out of that. I guess it rains again. So.
Well, they're coming out with Don't Breathe 2, so.
You know what? The first one, it should have just stayed as part one, but. If they come out with a part two, I like to see more with that main villain.
Really need sequels like Things too.
honestly, I kind of feel like we're getting off track going with all these other.
Oh,
movies.
Jason will take you through the horror land fucking encyclopedia, dude. He'll just we'll be here all night. Jason will be like, what else is pretty cool? Yeah, he gets over, dude. That's why I've always kind of hung out with Jason, try to keep up to date, because he's got whatever he likes, and whatever he hates, he really fucking hates and shit. So, so that's what I like.
Some movies I'm just okay with.
Yeah, he's real passionate about his loves and his hates, and he's like me. He collects a lot of action figures. We'll get to that, but we're gonna jump into a little bit of Army of the Dead. Now, I fucking first saw this film last Friday, and I put it on. I'm not gonna lie, kid. It starts off with Elvis, right? And I'm like, oh, an Elvis track. And I'm like, okay, pretty badass. And it's like a chick version of it. And they play the entire fucking song. And the zombies are in slow motion, of course. And at first, I'm like, this is pretty cool, but it's the entire song. And the entire thing is slow motion. I was like, fast forward this fucking bullshit. Like 15, it seemed like it was 15 minutes of music. I was so fucking frustrated, like right off the bat.
It's a shame it's not on YouTube, because then you could just put it on 2X.
It was really fucking annoying, dude. I was like, what the fuck? So, you know, it starts off pretty interesting, right? They have that convoy or whatever the fuck. They're like, what's in there? I don't know. And they got a zombie. That's the only thing I really liked about this film was I didn't like the way he acted, but I liked Batista that was in here, and I love the zombies, all the zombies. I'm a zombie guy. I didn't like the story because, I mean, we'll get into it in a second. But Chris, you know, right off the bat when you put it on, was there like, how were your feelings? Anything? What was going on? And how was that buffalo chicken quesadilla?
Fucking buffalo chicken quesadilla was a shit. First of all, Rosie here popped for that 70s Elvis song, but sung by the chick, because good memories of that. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Once again, here we are a couple weeks later. We have an incident of dude getting blown while driving.
Oh, yeah, from Thinner. You've seen Thinner, right, Jason?
Wait, he's getting blown while driving? He probably doesn't know if he's coming or going.
Oh my god. Yeah, I was like what the, at first I liked that part. I liked that first 5 minutes, you know, really intense. But Gabe, how did you like the beginning of the film?
The beginning was good. It's like what you were saying, that they do play like that whole song, but I actually enjoyed the music that was in this movie. I like a lot of the cover songs that they play in there. It was really good. The reason for that whole long scenario, and there's not really much reason for it, but they're playing that whole beginning intro, the whole long of the song while they're showing the credits. But they're showing the characters actually go. You get to see what these characters are going through. You get to see the demise of Las Vegas, because apparently this is where the whole accident, the whole incident happens, on the side of the road near, you know, Las Vegas. And it just happens to the whole zombie error thing, you know, just like most movies always begin, it starts off with one bite. So it ends up leading into Las Vegas, and that's where all the travesty and everything ends up happening.
Yeah, they were leaving Area 51. I was like, I went back to take a look and, you know, really rewatch it, try to get some names. But yeah, they were leaving Area 51, hence the whole. But Area 51, isn't it in New Mexico? What the fuck? Well, it's next to Las Vegas, right? Okay. Well, kind of.
Now, here's the thing.
They just had a movie about zombie aliens.
Well, what's funny about that is that this movie, and just to kind of jump into this, the whole basis of this movie is that the zombie apocalypse just happened to blow up in Las Vegas. So as the United States, or like the president's idea, is like, the only thing we can do to stop this whole thing kind of breaking out, let's go ahead and build up a good border around the good wall around this whole Las Vegas, the city. So they go ahead.
Why am I getting Resident Evil retribution vibes? No, not retribution. Extinction vibes. God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a zombie movie that takes place in Las Vegas.
Well, I was kind of getting to the point where like it. This is just like Zack Snyder's idea. Basically, the whole... It's leading up to this this guy. It follows the guy, Batista. And basically, he ends up... He gets offered a deal saying, look, there's $200 million underneath this hotel. You know, it's in a safe. If you can pull that out of there, you know, you get so much money. I think it was like $50 million. You get $50 million... And you can do with that as you wish, but I would suggest go ahead and building up a team to go ahead and break into this, you know, this bordered up city, and just break into that safe, pull it out, and, you know, give me the rest. It's unmarked bill. You know, this guy is making it seem so enticing. Batista's like, oh, man, I'm blown away. Yeah, I want to go ahead and do this. So he gets
all right, this also raises a question I have. Why would anyone want money during a zombie apocalypse? Like, there's even... I wouldn't even understand that, why you would need money, you know, in this type of situation.
Well, see, with this movie, there was a lot of unanswered questions. And you're right, like, why would anybody really want money? But as far as the zombie apocalypse, it has not taken over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It has not taken over anything other than just the city.
They're actually in quarantine, yeah.
What's going on? You think that money would be the least things on everyone's minds?
No, not really, because you want to get the fuck. You want to be the rich guy to get the fuck out of there, where, you know, the farthest away. You know what I mean?
Because if you start to add that type of plot in a zombie movie, you know what you get? Land of the Dead. And Land of the Dead, I mean, from all its problems, is a far better movie. I mean, I'm not a zombie fan myself, but I love the hell out of Day of the Dead. And I'll even give this. Like, I even think that the opening scene from the 2004 Dawn of the Dead remake was probably better than this whole movie.
Okay, let me interject here. But here's the difference. Here's the difference is, you know, this is not a full-out worldwide or even American zombie apocalypse. This is just confined to pretty much one major metro area. So if you think you're good enough with your prior armed forces skills or whatever the fuck that you can get in, get out with that money, and then survive it and be on the outside of that zombie apocalypse and be fucking rich, why not take a chance?
Well, also, too, to kind of add on to it.
Does it, Chris, have a sexy voice?
Damn right.
I think it's because his wife.
I could do this all day.
You know, actually, like, what makes this movie... Like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of things in this movie that doesn't make sense. Like, if you all seen, like, the robot zombie that was in there, the things that are happening, why would...
Wait. Robot zombie?
You did not catch that?
Oh, he didn't watch it. He's just here to trash it.
Zach, robot zombies? Are you kidding me?
Well, see,
robots can't eat flesh. What the hell does a robot need? That does not compute.
That's what I'm trying to convey here. This is what's exciting about this movie. There's too many questions and unanswered stuff, and I would have a problem with it, and I would be very, very pissed off if I didn't get these answers. But in this case, I'm not pissed off. The reason why is because this is just a base movie for a bigger world. Apparently, they're exactly doing that.
No! Come on, Zach. You're really doing the whole Marvel expanded universe? God damn it.
You're probably going to say it's like a rip-off.
Here's the thing.
The Animatrix, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the Matrix? And then if you wanted more backstory into how or why things got to the way you were, they came out with the Animatrix, which was an animated cartoon version, that movie that would lead up to the actual movie. They're doing the same thing.
Wasn't it leading up to the sequels?
It's like a breakdown.
Because it was leading up to... Reloaded, I think.
Yeah, like I said, it was more like just a background. It was just more like giving you more into that world. Like, what happened to the damn robots, how they start rising, and how they all got plugged into the damn computer. And so it just kind of... It was a bunch of little mini side stories gave you a little deeper look into that world. And that's pretty much, they're doing a sequel, prequel, and they're going to have spinoffs, apparently, from this movie.
But here's the difference. I actually cared about the Matrix films, I'm the kind of person who didn't like it when it first came out, but, like, right after graduating high school, I finally got into them, and I've liked the films ever since. But here's the difference. Mm-hmm. They were able to flesh out the world, and you can follow through the movies without even needing to watch it. But this is like after the Marvel MCU. So the problem I have with this is that every film's starting to be like that. And Zack Snyder can't even build his own universe with the DC film. So why should we give him a chance with...
Yeah, and I was like, honestly, like, with the way the Marvel movies are going and, like, the way the comic books and other expanded universes, like, they kind of follow after the whole Marvel thing, you know, where they are starting to expand or make it like, you have to watch this movie in order to understand this one, or you want to get more of this, you have to watch this other movie. I kind of feel it's going to be like that for a while until someone can actually find a different angle. I kind of feel like Zack Snyder is not going to be...
Here's my problem with that mentality. It feels like homework.
Homework?
Yeah, it feels like homework. Like, you gotta watch this, and then you gotta watch that, and then you gotta pay attention, and then you have to come back on Monday with and you have to get the right answers on the test. Like, fuck that shit.
You gotta come back on Monday.
Or, you know, like, make your world interesting. Don't do what Universal tried to do, because they tried to do the whole universe thing too, and they screwed it up.
On DC's half? Well, apparently, I think I think there was some kind of deal or something going on. I was reading about it, and I think even the wife was trying to let me know that the DC universe is starting to, I guess they're trying to get in the works to start belonging to Disney. And
no, that's a rumor.
It is a rumor.
Disney almost tried to buy Warner Brothers back in 2016. Yeah, that's not going on right now. That's a rumor.
No. This was more recent. This has to do because Disney bought something else. They bought someone else out. And because they're in collaboration
with
DC.
Disney bought Fox.
No. Yeah, I know, but that was already a while back. It's just something new that just happened. It's not Fox. It was Fox, but it's not. That's not what I was talking about, though. I'll find the information out so I can do more homework on it. I'll go ahead and I'll relay the message out. But
I honestly would not want Disney to buy anything else, because right now Disney sucks.
Yeah.
They are woke as hell. They're not making any money. Like, at this point, Fox should be like, you know what, Disney? We want a divorce. We're going to split. And not only are we going to take Star Wars back, but we're going to take some of your IPs.
And the magic shit.
Wait, here. Oh, no. Disney could end up buying DC as a result of the... God damn it.
What?
There's the blah, 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 blah. I haven't really delved into this, but, like... Disney, why? Why do you gotta own everything? No one likes you. You can't even have a good streaming service.
What happened? Explain.
I think we just brought up Disney, and Jason just went into a little... I don't know.
Honestly, I love horror, and I love art, and it's like not too many things I love. But honestly, one of those things I happen to really like also, and I'm a fan of also, is Disney stuff. I like Disney. I like the old original cartoons. I'm not too much of a fan of like these newer update reboot kind of live action versions. But I do happen to like Disney and its characters. Now, I mean, whether if they're corrupt or who's buying out who and who hates who, I mean, that's a whole different story. I mean, that's all personal. But whatever they spit out, if it happens to be something of interest, then yeah, I'm definitely going to
enjoy that. I'm not one of those. I mean, I don't go out there and say, oh, Disney made it. It's great. Disney made it. It sucks. I know for like the past couple of films, yeah, I'm not really going to be interested. But if I put on a trailer and it sparks some interest, I'm not just going to say, oh, no, it's by these people. They suck. I'm not going to watch it. Hey, if it interests me, I'll check it out. Like with this film, like you were talking.
I try to be more careful because I've been suckered into these trailers before. And like nowadays, I look up the directors and the writers, and I look up their track record. Because that's what I do.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
When Star Wars Episode 9 came out, I kept saying, you know, this is going to suck because Chris Terrio was involved, who wrote Batman v Superman, which also sucked. And I said for months upon months, which nobody listened, that the recent Mortal Kombat film was going to suck because the writer was the same co-writer of Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah, I saw that. I liked Mortal Kombat I mean, they had problems, a lot of problems, but I enjoyed it. Like, I had fun with Mortal Kombat. Of course, like I had told you, Jason, I was like, man, I didn't like the Raiden in there. We all talked about it already on the thing, but I still enjoyed it. Like, I still had fun with that one. Of course, I'm going to go to the originals more, but I'll still watch this one every once in a while.
I could not get invested because part of my problem is that I know too much about the lore with Mortal Kombat now because I've been, like, thankfully, I watched Fort Snake's videos, and I tend to agree with a lot of his criticisms with the recent games. And part of my problem is that, like, all the recent adaptations seem to suffer from the same problems. And, like, the only characters I liked from the new film were Kano and Cabal.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Everyone else is bland and boring. And I mean, I didn't like Raisin Bran as the God of Thunder. I didn't like Sub-Zero was too comically evil, and I really didn't like Coleslaw.
Cole? Well, before we go into the Mortal Kombat universe and talk about Army of the Dead a little bit more, Gabe, can you gave a little bit of a brief description, dude. Like, can you tell us about the film overall, just kind of beginning to end, you know, just kind of a synopsis like we always do with this, and we'll talk on that, and then we'll have Jason attack it, of course.
Yeah, definitely. the idea, again, like I said, for the base of this movie, it's all about retrieving money. So Dave Bautista has his special group of people all together, and he handpicks, like, who he thinks would be best for this job, trying to enter an apocalypse Las Vegas. So, you know, they want to go ahead, they want to break in, trying to get the money that they so desperately want, so they desperately need. So, going in, they end up coming across that, okay, they're going in with the idea that, yes, there are zombies in there, and what do we know about zombies is just that the way their idea is that they're all just kind of wandering, they're hungry, they just want your flesh. Well, they end up getting introduced to the queen of the zombies in this, the queen of the zombies in this movie.
Queen of the zombies, oh no.
Yeah, well, the reason why they say, like, them too, they're like all questioning it. They're like, what in the world is a, who is she, you know? Well, technically, she's kind of like the queen of it. The reason why is because Patient Zero, who was being transported in the beginning of this movie and ended up starting attacking these soldiers and started infecting all of Las Vegas, they end up realizing, like, hey, there's shamblers, with that's what they call the damn regular zombies that go after your flesh, not even thinking about anything. And then
I hear the word shamblers, I just think of the Yetis from Quake.
I don't know, I think of, like, some poor person, you know, just asking for change or something. I mean, that's just my idea, and I'm trying to... I kind of like the whole Walking Dead theme where they go ahead and just name it as walkers. Mm-hmm.
Hey, walkers.
Yeah. So anyways, they go ahead and they get into it, and they give an explanation. What's the difference between shamblers and alphas? Pretty much everyone that was bitten by Patient Zero, the original zombie that started this whole mess, is going to be not just a zombie, but they're actually smart zombies. They know how to fight. They know how to do certain things. And they follow the leader. Oh, that's pretty badass. Anyone that's bitten from an alpha will just be like a normal dumbass zombie just walking around, you know, just aimlessly, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's the idea between the zombies. And as you can figure, the heroes of this story trying to retrieve the money, and they're coming across regular zombies until they build up till they fight the actual alpha zombies. Now, I kid you not, then this is another question that, you know, a lot of people have spurred out. But, like, since this alpha zombie, the main Patient Zero, ends up going ahead and attacking some of them, he ends up, it doesn't explain how he meets the queen, but he ends up knocking her up.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a baby zombie. So, that's his queen. He's all thrilled. As it goes further along into the damn story, you know, one of the people in Dave Bautista's group ends up being a backstabber. He's not there to help. He's there for his own personal gain. You know, you always got one in like every damn movie or
exactly. Everyone saw that one coming, right?
Like Joe Pantoliano in The Matrix Part 1.
Yeah, exactly. So, Joey Pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Before you continue, here's my question. Did Hack Snyder ever graduate high school? Because this sounds like something that a child would come up with. It's like, in my movie, we're going to have these zombies that are called walkers, and then we're going to have a queen that creates these intelligent zombies, and then we have Patient Zero, and then we have these things, and it's going to look so super cool. And
I mean, it wasn't just him. He also had a co-writer to help him out with this movie too. So there was like two people actually trying to collaborate, but they were just kind of going back.
Please don't tell me it was Chris Terrio again, because if it is, like, oh no, that would be like. Now it would make all. Hold on. Let me look it up real quick because I'm curious.
Go ahead, Gabe. Go ahead.
All right. Well,
Army of the Dead.
Go ahead, Gabe. We'll let Jason do his shit.
As the story continues.
There we go.
So during the guy that's the backstabber, the asshole of this damn movie, ends up for his personal gain that he wanted the head of the queen. So, of course, you know, he ends up taking the head, killing the baby too, and the head zombie, the patient zero, ends up getting wind of this.
Okay.
So, he gets wind of this, he's hearing screams and all this, so he ends up finding the dead body of his queen. So, now he's all like, okay, there's some humans here. In the beginning of the film, you end up finding out that he was watching from afar, but he didn't do anything. Anyways, he ends up, now he sees the dead body, and all he could think of is like, okay, I know exactly who did this. It's that group that entered my vicinity, my Las Vegas. So now I got to go. The name for his character, I'm calling him Patient Zero, but they call him Zeus.
Yeah.
Yes, they call him Zeus. And where he's staying is in Olympus, which is this hotel.
Yes.
So that's.
See, shit like that I like. Shit like that I like. I was like, that's cool. You know, they have to have that thing. You know.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. I kind of like that. They made him seem like an all-powerful god, you know. And he kind of has that kind of potential. I mean, he's wearing a cape. He's leader of all these, like, freaking zombies. He has that attitude. They try to beat the shit out of him when he first broke out. And they were, like, regardless of how many shots they shot with their damn rifles, you know, they didn't do anything. They couldn't do anything. And he was just that much of a badass. Well, anyway, so the rest of the story ends up going that they get the money. They end up getting the money. The backstabber is just being an asshole. And here comes Zeus with his whole army of alphas, and they're ready to start fucking shit up. They start getting ready to tear people away. And, well, guess what happens? They all start kind of... the story, they started dying off one by one, but this one really kind of took a turn and just started really eliminating them. And they got farther in. So you would think that would be like enough stress on their back, right? That's a lot of weight on their shoulders. Well, to add things worse, the president of the United States said, you know what? You only have like so many hours within this city, within Las Vegas, before we're going to just decide just to nuke the whole place.
Yep.
So I think they gave them like a total of like 96 hours. I think that was the time. Well, to add more stress to it later during the movie, they end up finding out that they reduced that time down to 24 hours. So all of a sudden they're like either getting ready to get blown up and nuked, or they're going to end up dying by zombies. So they're adding two big stress situations in here. So it's not really looking good for that team. It's a big, intense moment. They got the money. They got all the stuff. How are they going to get out of there? There's a helicopter on the roof. Yeah! We'll be right back. how are they going to get out of there? They got a helicopter on the roof, but they were failed to be told that the helicopter was a piece of shit. So there's another stress, another intensity. So they have their own helicopter pilot, and they're go ahead and they're trying to fix it up. These people are just trying to survive. Oh, there's another stress to this movie. Yeah, these weren't enough. They go ahead and end it. Dave Bautista, his character, ends up having a daughter that he hadn't spoke to in a while. Anyways, she decided to go ahead and tag herself along in this group. But she forced her way in there because there's someone that she cares about, not a lover, but more of a friend, because that friend has some children and she's been helping raise those children. So what happens? She's like, that lady or her friend decided to break into Las Vegas, and she's been missing ever since she broke into Vegas because she also wants money. So now the daughter is like, hey, if you are going to go ahead and break into there, you know, I can help y'all break into there because I'm a volunteer, but you're going to have to bring me along. No, and they're saying, no way. I don't care what you say. You're my daughter. I'm not going to let you in. I'm not going to go ahead and just go in there with the idea that you're going to be in there. You can risk your life and you're going to die. No. I don't want none of that. Well, she says, well, regardless whether you want to or not, I'm going in there. So you can either add me along in your group and you can protect me, or I'll just go in there. And she even says specifically, I might possibly die. Oh, well, thanks a lot.
I like this. The answer is no. 1 minute later, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So they go ahead, they break in there. So like I said, it's already at that dire moment in the movie. The nuke is getting ready to come. They're trying to start the helicopter. The Alpha or Zeus, Patient Zero, you know, they're all whooping ass left and right. What happens? They finally get the helicopter going. You would think they're getting ready to make their way out of Las Vegas. Well, guess what? Patient Zero decided to go ahead and jump on, cling on at the last minute. They had that last dire moment. The missile's coming. The helicopter's going back and forth. People are all freaking out. The only ones that are left is just the helicopter pilot, Dave Bautista, and his daughter. So sure enough, the place gets nuked. They killed the zombie at the last minute. You know, you would think that was all all is fine. Well, this is where it starts looking like it's going to lead into part two. A little earlier in the film, there's another guy, sharpshooter.
Well, Vanderho or something, Vanderhoe, whatever. The black guy.
Yeah, the black guy. I hate to do that, but...
They'll make part two of this movie like they made the sequel to World War Z.
Oh, man. You know, even that one, I had to...
They had everything. They had the German guy. They had, a Mexican? Or, two Mexican guys. They had the fucking, the tough chick. They had, the lesbian-type chick. The one, well, the chick with the short hair, she wasn't in the movie. I had read that they had, there was,
lesbian,
So,
a man?
Yeah, there was a man in the film, but they, yeah. But they had, they took him out. They
back
took
to that Red Letter Media reference.
Yeah, they took him out. Yeah, they took him out because of some, you know how everyone's getting accused
that's
of shit.
Harassment.
Yeah, and so yeah, they just took him
Delia.
Out. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Chris Delia, he was originally in the movie, and they had to cut him out because due to some kind of sexual harassment or misbehavior incident. So they took him out, but what makes it interesting, they replaced him with the helicopter, female helicopter person,
yeah.
Which is Pig Notaro, mm-hmm. And the only reason, and her name is, her character name is Marianne Peters, but the reason why they replaced her, replaced him, and that, you know, because of that whole sexual, they didn't have anything to do with that whole sexual misconduct deal. So, to make it more interesting, all this had already been shot. The movie had already been done.
Yeah.
And then here, they cut him out.
They just threw him. They had this chick be recorded in a green screen. I was laughing because I swear to God, man, I'm watching this and I'm like, this chick's acting is weird. Like, I liked it, but it just seemed awkward. And then when I found out that, oh, yeah, she was, like, doing all this shit with the green screen, like, yeah, like, I always watch the film on my own, write some notes, and then I'll watch a couple of reviews, hear what people have to say or whatever. And they were like, yeah, it seems like she's, like, not too sure what she's doing because she probably didn't know what she was doing because she was fucking doing everything through a green screen and shit. I was like, yeah.
I didn't know they were going to make a live-action version of those award show jokes.
Okay, that answers that, because like I like the helicopter pilot chick. What'd you say her name? Fig something?
Tig Notaro.
Fig Notaro, that's right. And I liked her. And like, to me, she reminded me like that kind of dry humor, David Spade kind of sarcastic dry humor. Like, I like she was a really cool chick, but I agree. Something was off in her performances though.
Yeah.
Probably because she's reacting it's very difficult to have any actor record something on a blue screen when there's no one else to interact with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that answered that.
It's like reacting to dead air.
Yeah, and that's pretty much like a little bit like what she was doing. They did a lot of CGI, a lot of green screen, and she just had to make believe as if
you know,
some of these people were there.
Did you finish up what happens towards the end? Because you said about with the... Like I say, I don't remember because they had like a little bit of everyone, but the black guy. They had the tough guy, the then they had that, like the way they have in Aliens. They had that one black guy and shit like that. But yeah, at the end, he ends up having the bite mark, and you're like, oh shit, you know what's gonna happen? Because he's like takes a plane, and like I forgot about him because it's like him and the German guy. They're gonna break into the safe. They use a zombie to like get him to trigger all these traps. And
they're gonna put him in the Nemesis program.
Yeah, it was just like, what the fuck? I just see him pop up. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, what the fuck is this guy coming out of nowhere? And you know, and so the movie was all over the place. Like I said, I'll be honest, like it was hard for me to follow, just because all this shit's happening here, and then it's just like, wow. And then they had
that's
like
Hack Snyder in a nutshell, because he always makes movies like that. I mean, aside from 300, I mean, have you ever seen, the movie with the chicks?
What do you mean? There's a lot of them.
No, there's a movie that he did where there's a bunch of chicks fighting.
Oh, Sucker Punch?
Thank you.
It just dawned on me right now. That was a good movie. I liked that one.
I didn't like it because I didn't know what it was trying to be. Like, you know, it would go through these, like, inception stage, like, you know, what is real, what is, like, and then they pulled the rug out at the end. Like, ugh.
I've never seen that, so.
It's not worth it. It's, you know what it is? You know what his style of movie is? Is cinematic junk food.
I'll say this, dude. I don't think Zack Snyder's a great director or a bad director, but if you know,
I think he's on par with Michael Bay. The only difference is that I don't know who's douchier.
No, but I'll tell you, I'll say something that'll probably shock a lot of people that like love superhero movies or anything like that. My favorite superhero movie is Man of Steel, dude, and he's the one that everyone says like
really?
The Dark Knight. Yeah, I love Man of Steel just because I love that indie fight.
I haven't seen it, thank God, but I've heard it's not good.
I love it.
The videos where they break it apart, I tend to believe them.
I love the shit out of it. Like, I don't like any of the Justice League ones. Like, they're super. I actually liked Wonder Woman. The first one way more than any of those other films and shit.
I try to like it because I actually sat down and watched it because I've heard everyone say, "Oh, it's so great," and I'm sitting there wondering, like, what am I not getting here? Because it just seems like the same problems with the other DC films. Like, you know what was my favorite comic book film of the last decade, and probably one I would highly recommend everyone to check out, Dread.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Yeah.
With
the remake was pretty good too.
The remake one,
the one with the guy from Star Trek.
Carl Urban is a badass.
Well, he is a badass.
You're a badass, Jason. You're a badass.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Sell yourself short, kid.
Well,
I guess I'm more optimistic because I usually watch these movies.
Exactly. That's the best thing. I'm more optimistic.
I tend to be a personal optimist, but I'm a skeptic because I've been burned before. I'm starting to be more smarter about it. And coming from someone who's a creator himself, I have to be smart about this.
If Jason's disappointed with you once, then you're probably on his shit list for a good while, dude. It's like, that's it.
Oh, man. He's not going to like me, man, because I give every movie the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I try to see a different point of view that would make
It's like the definition of insanity, you know?
It's kind of like saying there's a rating 1 through 10. This movie has a 5.
I don't do that at all. I try not to do that because I don't like the whole number rating thing because it's kind of arbitrary.
But regardless of however way you look at it, my idea is that I want to understand why those 5 ratings have what that, you know, someone had to have voted, and I want to understand those people's views, why they gave it the rating they did, you know. Well, if it has a 10, okay, there's a shitload of people.
Are you talking about specifically Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm talking about any kind of rating. You know, there was even a...
Well, through websites, part of it is just people, like, you know how the hell it is. Like people, like, they review bomb movies, and sometimes reviews are paid off by critics, where they'll give any movie a positive rating just to get a few pats on the back.
And that's true, but there's still that 1%. There's that one person that just walked out of the movie while everybody hated it.
Yep.
That one person that says, hey... I kind of liked it.
That's
I want to know why.
Well, I mean, here's the difference. I mean, one thing I've learned over the years is that you have to separate your subjective feelings from the objective truth. Like, sure, there are some movies I enjoy. Like, I'll even give an example. Jason Goes to Hell, I like that movie a lot. Not a good movie. I mean, I subjectively like what is objectively bad, but the difference between me versus a lot of people is that I acknowledge and are honest about the fact that, yes, what I like isn't good.
But the thing is that people will have the same argument that, you know, that they're going to say this is objectively great. You're going to go, fuck no, it's not. So, but they're going to say,
well,
like...
The difference is that you subjective is based on feelings and emotions, where objective is based on facts and truth.
Well, they're going to say that the fact is this movie's great, and you're going to go, like... Because you're saying, I know it's bad, but I like it anyway.
No, because objectivity is something that's provable. I mean, you're using references and information to back up the argument.
But how can you say a film? How can you say a film's good? That's someone's opinion, no matter what you want to say.
You're not giving an opinion. You're giving an observation. An opinion is still based on how you feel or what you thought. Where when you're judging movies in a different direction, you're judging by the quality of the writing, the acting, the cinematography.
Exactly. And someone can say this film is perfect in every way. This is a great film, and I don't like it.
And then they say
I don't like it. And they're going to say, no, I agree with you. I think the film sucks, and I don't like it. Well, no, it's a good film. It's just I don't like it. No, it's perfect. Everything is done perfect, but it sucks. No, and you can – no, it's just – I mean, I understand what you're saying, that a good film – that a bad film –
That's the subjective aspect, and people try to confuse the two, but it's not the same thing.
Honestly, though, this is like where we're at. This is like why we're doing what we're doing, because we want to go ahead and pick these movies apart, regardless if they're in our own personal preference, whether if they're good, bad, or honestly, I have no expertise in acting. I have no background training at all. I don't know anything other than
I don't either. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm still learning as I go.
Right, and.
I've opened my eyes about this over the years, and I've actually become smarter about it. And you know, that's why I want people to be smart about it too, because I don't want to just sit and watch a movie and say, "Oh, I liked it, pass." "Oh, I liked it, pass."
Well, honestly, like some of these movies, though, are regardless of like whether if you're going to enjoy it or not, you know, these movies just play a whole different reason than just sitting in front of the TV. Sometimes they use this as a date night. Like, I just want to go out, and my objective is not to be focused on the movie. I'm just playing this for her sake. But I'm going to go ahead and, you know, make my moves on it. I'm going to go ahead and do, and I'm just using it as an example. But there's, like, movies are just great overall. Whether if it's just, even if the whole movie, like, in your opinion, whether if it was going to be bad, there's that one tidbit in that movie that would make it just good. And that one little tidbit is so, and to me, makes it so interesting because I'm looking to see if I see that tidbit somewhere else in another movie. I honestly, and if I see something else that's different, I pick these movies, especially horror movies. I'm an artist myself, and I love drawing. I love drawing. And I use the movies, regardless of how good or bad, I use these as creativity, like the idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know what I mean? It just creates a whole other, you know, background story.
What was that?
It opens up.
I'm going to give this movie a thumbs down because it had so much promise, so much
potential. How many shots out of 10, Chris? We don't do thumbs down here.
Okay.
I know Rose getting her ass over, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give this movie a 5.5 out of 10.
Five and a half shots out of 10. I like it. That's our new rating, dude. We're going by shots, dude. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead, dude. Sorry.
Should have been so much better than it was. And, I mean, the first, you know, hour and 20 minutes would make you think, oh, this is going to end up being just a really great movie. I already like kind of how it's shaping up. I like the cast. I mean, fucking Dave Bautista, fucking James St. Patrick from How.
Sorry to interrupt, but I want you to touch on it. You were talking about, like, movies that you saw. Like, you're like, this reminds me of these movies. And what were the ones you told me before I even told you anything?
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so first of all, Ocean's 11, it's a group of people looking for... Yeah, it's a group of people looking for fucking wealth together in a common place. Here, they're in Vegas rather than on the boat. It has kind of that, because they're in the desert and there's, you know, people with military credentials, supposedly. It has the We Three Kings feel. And then also when you see people like slowly like, you know, turning on people one by one, it has that, what is the beginning of Dark Knight? Dark Knight Rises, where like Joker's in the bank robbery with six other guys and he picks them off.
That's Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises is with Bane.
Yeah, the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Okay, my bad. Thank you. So yeah, it has
moron.
I'm kidding. Okay, I'm going to slap myself on here. No. And a great cast. I mean, fucking Dave Bautista, fucking Amari Hardwick, a.k.a. James St. Patrick from Power.
Theo Rossi or whatever the fuck.
Theo Rossi, a.k.a. Juice Ortiz.
Juice from fucking, Sons of Anarchy. Dude, I popped. We didn't even talk about him, dude. He was like one of my favorite parts, and he comes out again towards the end as a zombie. But go ahead, dude.
Yeah. And then fucking the petite little Latin girl that was on.
Hey, your wife's over there, pal. You better watch your fucking mouth.
I'm sorry. She'll punish me later.
And then he winks at her.
the little Latin American girl that was in Narcos season one. I mean, like, that's a great fucking cast. And then they establish a solid concrete plot early on. And you think this is just going to be great. And I'm like, wow, here's a zombie movie I'm actually going to like. Screwed again.
Here's your mistake. You think Zack Snyder can make good movies? Because he can't. We've given him so many chances, and he just keeps screwing it up. He really does come across like a teenager who thinks he's like hot shit. But I just see him as shit. It's like you can only give a person second chances so many times before you finally come to realization or rationalize that, you know what, maybe he's just not a good director or writer.
Yeah. All right. So, Gabe, dude, so what did you think about this movie overall, your thoughts, your ranking, all that? How many shots, first of all, Daddy?
Ooh, man. I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
I will give it a 7 because I feel like this has some promise to it, and I want to see more to it because, like I had mentioned earlier, there is robot zombies. There's robot zombies in there. There was talks of aliens. Who knows? There could be aliens. I like the fantasy out of this. This, it was fun. It goes along with any other zombie film. It's zombies, people shooting up shit. I mean, go ahead and give it any background story you want. There's blood and there's guns. I mean, that's pretty fun for me. I mean, it's just like another, you know, shoot 'em up, hack and slash. You know, why not? Well, you got your assholes, you got all the typical makings for like any other movie, but I'm still going to enjoy this because, hey, I like to see all this shit go up and down. So, you know what, at least I'm not sitting there bored watching the same movie over and over. Even as much as I would like it, you know, just watching the same movie, I want to see different stuff, regardless whether if the story is the same, I want to see different visuals, and this definitely had like a lot of different visuals. There was definitely money put into it. You can see some of that. And, yeah, this movie's not perfect. It's not. There's no question about that. But for me personally, I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I like the characters. And if y'all haven't seen recently, I put up on my Instagram, I already started drawing that zombie queen already because I was like, I like her. I like her outfit. I like how, you know, just how she looks. So yes, I'm giving it a strong 7, and like I said, I kind of hope if anything else that they're putting out there, like I said, sequels, prequels, and spinoffs, I'm hoping that it'll all come together as one big story, and I'm going to put some time into it because I want to know everything about it. You know, regardless of how silly and absurd it might be, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to try to, anyways.
Yeah.
And that's my thoughts.
Yeah, for me, like, it's it hurts to say, but I'm going to get into it, like I said. Like, I have to give this film, like, a 3.5 shots out of 10. I love zombie movies, and I love all the characters. Like, the way, like, I love Juice in here. I love the zombies. If there wasn't the zombie, like, the way they did the zombies in this film, if they weren't there, it would have been like a 2 or a 1. Because if you put anything else besides, like you said, the queen is awesome, dude. I love the queen. I love Zeus. I love zombie movies. I that's one of my favorite shits. But god dang, they just ripped off. I mean, it's like you ripped off everything that's already been done. And I'm not just saying that because I know it's easy to say, like, oh, well, this came from that, but this came from that. But it's like you're going to take Ocean's 11. You're going to take Aliens. You're going to take Alien. You're going to take all these different ideas. Like, and even taking some of the lines, like Jason said earlier about Red Letter Media, it just – like, before even watching that, I'm like, this seems like Aliens without watching. And then Chris goes, Ocean's 11. I was like, yeah, you know, you're getting the guys together. And, like, you understand.
And then it got me thinking about Resident Evil Extinction. And then, like, the longer you talk about it, it makes me think it's got the same exact quality of Carnosaur 2.
This one, I don't know which is better. I have to rewatch all the Resident Evils, but that'll be interesting. But
to be honest, I like the first 2.5.
You didn't like the second half of part 3, I guess, huh? Or the first half. What's
part 3 is like half and half. I think like part of it, like half of it is okay, half of it is just where all the problems start to get worse.
We got to start getting into the Resident Evil guys, the one, and then take a little break too, because you know. But anyway, what I was gonna say was that that you have Dave Bautista like a badass, and they make him so monotone, kind of like you said, like a pushover at the same time. And then he had the gimmick. Oh, he's joining the team, but he's a bad guy. Like, I like when people let you know that they're the bad guy, but they still get over anyway. This, the guy that was there didn't care for him. Just, it was too predictable.
How about you just have a bad guy who's over the top? Like, can we not have like fun villains anymore?
I agree with Gabe, though. It's like, I'm always going to give something a chance if it looks interesting, because I like to watch new shit, you know?
Hell, even if a movie's not good, at least make it entertaining.
Yeah, I was definitely bored at parts, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I was there eating the popcorn. I'm like, well, at least the popcorn's good. Fuck it. Let's just – hopefully it gets better, right? hopefully this shit gets better. And like you said, though, guns, zombies, blood – You know what? If this movie, you know what, I'll always give a Batista, you know, movie a chance, or a Snyder movie a chance if it looks interesting the way this one did. And like, I'm not saying like it's complete dog shit. I love the zombie parts, but it comes to, like, to me at least, it's like you had this good idea, right? And then you give a guy the chance that, you know, it's, you know, if this movie was like half as long as it was, I think it would have been perfect. Like, I was telling Chris, I was like, man, it's 45 minutes in, and just now am I like, okay, you know, finally we're going to go ahead and start getting to the good shit, where they're finally, like, it takes way too long for anything to happen. And then I forget which part it was, but I looked at the time, and I'm like, I still have an hour to go, and it feels like there should be some kind of resolution for me looking at this shit, you know? And it was just, to me, like, it's just too long of a film. It should have been, you know, way more fucking condensed. I think another director with this idea that's not trying to make, like you said, I understand they're trying to make a universe. I love universes too. You know, like, you want to continue the story and all that kind of shit. But if they were just like, hey, let's make a good film. Let's throw a little something in there that we can continue the universe. But that's not like this. It doesn't have not every, you know, new movie nowadays has to be 2 hours or 2.5 hours or 3 hours. Hey, a 90-minute movie is fine. You know what I mean? 85 minute. I think that's like the required amount. It has to be whatever, 85 to 90 minutes. That's fine. But this one just seemed way too long. So it kind of, you know, it seemed. And then on top of that, a lot of the movie's slow motion, and Jason hung up. So. We lucked out. I'm squeaking at Chris now. unless Chris kicked him off.
No, he's, remember his phone died. I saw when he left.
He's like, son of a bitch. So now that we can talk about the movie, I guess we'll give it like 5 more minutes here. But Gabe, dude, now, so you won't be interrupted, dude. I want you to go ahead and say your piece and shit. You settle down over there, Rosie girl.
Well, I mean, I pretty much said like my piece. Like I said, I have high hopes for this movie. You know, I understand there's a lot of little quirks in there. Like I said, random. I know there was an incident where they ended up saying that the zombies come back to life when it rains, and I'm like, oh well, I guess that makes sense, and I guess. Like other people were expecting, there was going to be rainfall in this movie, and of course, you know, it was just all sun and desert. But you know, overall, I enjoyed this movie. I thought it was great. It's just another like Land of the Dead, you know, any other kind of zombie movie. You know, I don't expect much. But oh, what's the other one? The one with Selena Gomez and Adam Driver were in too. The Dead Don't Die. I mean, that was a goofy movie all in its own, but it was still. It's still fun to watch. I was all right with it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That one even had aliens in it. So.
Oh yeah, I always give, you know, like, if when I saw the trailer for, or when I saw like when I did, did Scare have a trailer? I don't think it did it?
What
or Scare? What's it called? Haunt? I'm not saying Scare. Like,
oh, Haunt. Oh, Haunt had a trailer? Yeah, it did actually. I've never seen it up until. Shudder was like showing off on it.
So I remember like if I just went off of a look of a film or like a trailer and say like, oh, I'm not gonna watch it, you know, like for horror, I'm always gonna give it a chance, dude. You know what I mean? Like, cause I love, like, I'm like you, dude. Like, I'll always give horror a chance, but I'm not gonna like, oh, Zack Snyder's making a zombie movie, I'm not gonna watch it. Like, nah, dude. I'm like, fuck it, dude. Let me, you know, I would have liked to see somebody else give it a try because it was a good idea. But no, I mean. I'm not gonna just say, "Oh, this director sucks." I'm not gonna watch any, because, like I said, he'll make a film like 300, which I love. Man of Steel, fucking, I love Man of Steel. And then he'll make some pieces of shit. Hey, that it happens, dude. And you know, you want to say objectively subject? Hey, someone's gonna say that this film's perfect. There's nothing you could say about it to change their mind, and it's not even their. It's not opinion because it's perfect. Well, how can you say that? You can't. So I mean, like I like. if you want to say structure and shit like that, you know, okay, whatever. But it's like, hey, dude, just give all we are saying is give films a chance. That's all we're saying. So.
Honestly, I'm in the same boat with you. Like, I honestly feel this exact same way.
I've been burned way too many times, Gabe.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was just about to ask, but you kept going.
I've just been burned. I got third degree burns on my ass.
You know who's been burned, though, this whole time? Chris. I kind of felt like we took a lot of time away from Chris because we were too busy bantering back and forth about what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not fair to Chris. I want to hear him speak. I want to hear his say-so on this movie.
Yeah, Chris, give us your overall thoughts. I know you said a little bit other, but Jason was, like, staring at you, so you couldn't, you know, you couldn't say your piece, man. Anything else you want to add about it, man?
I really was enjoying it. Like, the little more than first half, but I really was enjoying it. I thought it was a good movie. It had my interest. And first of all, one of the minor writers in there is a total wrestling bar, because the army unit at the beginning that calls out back to their base or whatever is hey, this is the Four Horsemen, you know?
Yeah.
And then did you hear Mothership?
The Mothership.
And then the Mothership, and then Horseman, and then Dave Bautista's in there. Come on, three strikes, that's a wrestling mark that wrote this, first of all.
Rose is and popping.
Then I liked all the vintage music, but sung by different artists, like, so you get a modern twist on it, but on good old stuff, so I dug that. I also dug the dry humor of the lesbo short-haired helicopter broad, and then...
she was great. She was, like, one of those people that I she's acting with nobody, and she has, like, a lot of, like you said, like, that dry humor, and it was, like, I liked it. I liked her a lot in the film, but...
Yeah, me too.
Go on with the chlorophyll.
And then fucking heroes of, like, fucking, heroes of series, like, fucking, obviously, Dave Bautista's former wrestler and, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then you've got James St. Patrick from fucking Power, and then you got fucking Juice Ortiz, I know I'm leaving out a couple others, I'm sure, but...
You know, I mean, to me, if the film was cut, like I said, cut back, you know, 30%, 35%, and say, hey, let's fucking get it a little bit more over, it would have been good. I love the fucking zombies, dude. And like, I had talked to him earlier, and I say, hey, just check out this movie. I know you're not a fan of the guy, but like, hey, if you're not a fan about him, watch the movie and explain why you're not. I'm never going to say, no, I'm not going to watch a movie because I don't like this guy or that guy or whatever. You know, I'm like, we try to, like, do a little bit of everything. So what I like – when I do these films or we select them or whatever, it's like there's going to be films that you don't like, and that's fine, you know. And there's going to be films that someone else loves that you don't like as much, but it's okay. That's what makes, you know, doing the podcast and everything fun, is that you may go back and say, like, I wasn't a big Friday the 13th fan watching it, like, I think it was like 3 years ago when we did them, Chris, right? We did a few of them. Yeah. And then I went back to it, and I was like, man, these are – I like these more than the Jason films, you know, Friday the – I like the Freddy films, I mean. And yeah, I was like, and I was like, now I'm all Friday the 13th, and I grew up with Freddy, but I had it like I was locked in, but just doing so many different films, being, you know, thrown into the genre even way more now, and Gabe showing me some new shit, you know, and like he's a way more open minded when it comes to horror. Cause me, it's like, if I don't, like, I'm one of those dudes, like, if I don't know it, you know, or I used to be, if I don't know it and I don't know I like it already, I kind of don't want to watch it. So he's kind of got me opened up after, like, seeing shit like with Haunts. I'm like, damn, dude, I've been missing out. And I'll still pick some to watch anyways, but I know he's going to see stuff that I typically won't pick, so it's always fun. And then Chris is down for anything, dude, as long as he gets his dominoes on Friday, right, Chris?
That's exactly right. So, a few things. Can I just point out, make two quick points? Number one is the movie, first of all, it did not have to be a 2 hour and 25 minute movie before ending credits come on. Didn't have to be 2 hours and 25 minutes. Could have been 2 hours and 5 minutes. Cut out 20 minutes somewhere here and there, and it would have been ideal. Like, that's number one. And you, the shitty ending of, like, the completely anticlimactic ending that just was shit. That's another thing. And then, okay, mm-hmm. Point number two. You remember Jason Goes to Hell. Jason X.
Don't talk about him like that, Chris.
And Friday the 13th. and Friday the 13th Part 5. But Neville, I see what you did there. But the thing is, those three movies, I hated them. I absolutely hated those three movies.
Yeah.
But I didn't sit here and just get angry and just go off for minutes on end about them. I just kind of jokingly said, yeah, if they made a movie about someone taking a shit and just, you know, outside the toilet stall for an hour, that'd be better than Jason X.
Yeah, like those, like we watched them because we were like, we have to do it. And that's like, we both talked, hey, this is going to be like a 30-minute review because I really didn't like it. Yeah, I didn't like it either. Okay, cool. So that was like really kind of like the conversation. We still talked about shit that we liked about, you know, anyway. And, you know, like Gabe was saying too, you know, even though, you know, a film sucks, there might be some things that you liked about it. Like for me, this one, like I already know, like I'm going to come back like a year or 2 years and be like, man, that film was pretty bad. Because you kind of like your taste change and maybe something's going on in your life where you're not going to invest this much time or, you know, to watch this film because it is like a longer film. So, you know, your tastes do change. Like I would never think like that I would become a big Friday the 13th fan, and now it's like my favorite franchise. So, yeah. So
honestly, I enjoyed both of y'all's opinion on this. I actually thought that what y'all were saying exactly just about films and just overall the movie. I enjoyed that, and that's why I enjoy being on this podcast of yours. It's great. It's just the whole, even with Jason, you know, the way he was bantering back and forth, like, oh, I hate this movie. And I was like,
have you ever seen Sharknado?
I know, I had to go and mention Sharknado, right?
He's going to run through the whole fucking encyclopedia of fucking movies on you, dude. He does it every time. It's great, but go ahead, dude.
Oh, I know. I started getting sidetracked myself, you know, talking to him about, I kind of felt like we were in the room together, and I was already, like, explaining, like, oh, man, well, let's talk about this other movie real quick. Even
yeah,
though,
yeah.
That's why I ended up cutting off, saying, like, I kind of felt like we were getting off track.
Yeah.
The whole point was to talk about this movie, and, you know, I enjoyed these ventures. I love the reviews, and just, like, picking these things apart, just saying, hey, why does this actor suck? You know, hey, well, I want to know. Or what made this great? You know,
yeah.
I want to know. And it's pretty interesting. What's up?
Gabe, I'll tell you this. Like, and I like Jason, and I'm happy to have him back on everything. It's good to talk to him here and there. And, you know, this is his first time back, so you know he's going to be a ball of energy just bursting. But the thing is, like, I mean, if I would say, like, you and Jason, like, I like Jason other than his inability to find trackers online, but...
get a trigger? He's not James Bond.
That was the tracker guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we talked about him a few weeks back, right? Yeah, we did. I forgot.
For the viewers, I guess the question was asked to me, like, Gabe, where would you go and find a tracker? Tracker? What the hell? I was like, that's like for perverts and weirdos, but, you know, whatever. I'll just Google it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. He's not James Bond.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think that's a government only thing? No, I would think that you can probably download an app for it now.
Yeah, you can put a tracker on a phone. Don't ask me. Don't ask me why I know that. Winks at the ex-wife. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I never thought about it because that, again, like I said, that's more like pervs and weirdos or something. That's like, I'm not going to go.
Oh, but Gabe, you too, like, the thing, you and Jason have the same passion, the same love of all things fiction. It's just, the thing is, like, you're capable of adulting too, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Gabe, yeah.
I didn't say I wasn't, I'm just saying I'm not thinking like it.
I thought, you could hear, like, right away, because, like, you know, like, business just picked up right away. When they jumped in the, when like Jason's like just annihilating like whatever he was, like I'm gonna re-listen to it when I edit it after this shit, and you just hear like Jason like just stomping, and you hear like, and then you see like Gabe, or mentally you see Gabe do like a turnaround, you know, and smack him back. I was like, it sounded like Gabe started getting heated. Whoa, hold on, hold the damn phones there, son. Before I start, I was like, I've never heard him, because we always kind of like talk respectfully to each other. Like you said, like, oh, I enjoyed your opinion on this. Like, yeah, like Chris may say, oh, I love the shit out of this, or I or it sucked, or you may say it like everyone's cool with like whatever, because we don't like, no, it's objectively perfect. Yeah, that's the bottom line. It's like, well, no, it's just like if you like it, you don't. I mean, It's a movie. It's a fucking movie. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? It's a movie. You're gonna like it or you're not. It's your opinion. That's the bottom line, dude. It's your opinion on the movie. There's no facts with movies other than, was this based on a true story? It was. Did they do the facts? Okay, then that now. Okay, so you know whatever you want to do. But for me, it's like, hey, you know. I kind of felt
someone was going to reach through the computer and start choking each other. I don't know who was going to do that.
Yeah, he gets heated. When I heard you, I started laughing. I was like, I'm going to just let him go, dude. Fuck it, dude. It's the weekend, right, Chris? it's the weekend, man. It's Friday, man. What the fuck are you doing?
Good,
yeah, I'm off weekends now, so it's great. So I'm playing the whole Christopher J. It's fucking Monday. It's fucking Friday, man. Party tag. Get the pizza going. So, yeah, no, I had like even though this film I didn't like I said, I know me. I'll come back to it. I'll say, wow, it is better than I saw it before because there've been plenty of films where I loved it, didn't, and now I hate it, and you know, back and forth. So opinions always change. So that's. That's cool. I'm always open to watching new movies, even though this – like I was all hyped up to watch it because, you know, like they have a lot of new movies coming out. We're going to see – we're going to do the Conjuring 3 soon. Next week it's the Conjuring 2, Chris. Are you going to ask me tomorrow, Chris? Rose, take notes for him. We're doing the Conjuring 2 next. So for those of you that like to know, I have the premieres now. Kind of on YouTube. So whenever you guys want to see what we're doing next, it's The Conjuring 2, and then we'll do The Conjuring 3, and then we'll call it In the Ring. We're going to be doing fucking Halloween when it comes out in October, so we're going to be doing the rest of those with Gabe too. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the next one.
Man, you got to be shitting me. That mother's strong.
Peace.
Later.
Ha ha ha.